Most parents notice knock knees when their child is around 3 or 4 years old. The knees press together while the ankles stay apart, and it can look a little worrying. As a posture correction specialist and a mom of two, I see this pattern all the time. The good news is that knock knees are usually a normal part of how kids grow. In this post, I'll walk you through what knock knees actually look like, when they need attention, and 6 knock knees exercises for kids you can start at home today. What knock knees look like and when they're normal. Knock knees, or genu valgum, happen when a child stands with their knees touching but their ankles spaced apart. You might spot it when your child walks, runs, or just stands in line at the grocery store. It often shows up between ages 2 and 4 and tends to be most noticeable around age 3. Here is what is happening inside the body. As kids grow, their leg bones shift through different angles. Babies often start with bowed legs, then swing toward a knock knee pattern by age 3 or 4. Up to 99% of children with knock knees grow out of it by age 7 or 8. The legs gradually straighten as muscles and bones mature together. A child with mild knock knees will still run, jump, and climb without trouble. Their gait might look slightly different, but it rarely causes pain at this stage. Think of it as the body's way of finding its final alignment. My own kids went through phases where their knees looked a bit closer together, and both straightened out with time and consistent movement. If your child shows signs of valgus knees, pay attention, but try not to worry right away. The pattern usually resolves on its own. The exercises below can help support that process by building strength in the muscles that guide knee position. Signs that knock knees need attention. While most cases of knock knees are perfectly normal, a few signs suggest it might be worth talking to your pediatrician. Keep an eye out for the following: knock knees that appear after age 6 or get worse instead of better, pain in the knees, hips, or ankles during everyday activities, a gap between the ankles greater than about 3 inches when the knees are touching, one leg looking more angled than the other, difficulty walking, running, or keeping up with other kids. If you notice any of these signs, your pediatrician can measure leg alignment and decide if imaging or a referral to a pediatric orthopedist makes sense. For the majority of kids, though, knock knee correction exercises combined with active play are enough to support healthy alignment as they grow. That is the approach I take with the families I work with, and it's also what I do with my own children.
6 knock knees exercises for kids that strengthen alignment. These 6 exercises target the hip abductors, glutes, and ankle stabilizers, the muscle groups that influence knee position most. Each one uses a playful name for my posture and feet program, so your child stays engaged. Aim for 3 to 5 sessions per week and keep each session around 10 to 15 minutes. Bare paw shuffle. Have your child stand with feet hip width apart, knees slightly bent, like a bear getting ready to walk. They shuffle sideways for about 10 steps to the right, then 10 steps back to the left. Hands stay out in front like big bear paws. This exercise fires up the hip abductors and gluteus medius, 2 muscles that pull the knees into better alignment. Start with 2 sets of 10 shuffles in each direction. If your child finds it too easy, have them stay lower in the squat position. Wings of the airplane. Your child lies on their side with legs stacked and knees bent at about 90 degrees. Keeping feet together, they lift the top knee toward the ceiling like an airplane wing opening, then slowly lower it. This move targets the outer hip and is one of the most effective knock knee correction exercises I recommend. Start with 10 lifts per side, 2 sets each. The slower they go, the better it works. Tiptoe trolley squat. Your child stands with feet shoulder width apart, then rises up onto their toes. While staying on tiptoes, they lower into a shallow squat and hold for 3 seconds before standing back up. Imagine riding a trolley that dips and rises along a track. This exercise builds calf strength and ankle stability, both of which support better knee tracking. Start with 8 repetitions and build up to 12 over a few weeks. Beetle battle. Your child lies on their back with knees bent and feet flat on the floor. They place a soft ball or rolled up towel between their knees. Then they squeeze the ball while lifting their hips into a bridge, hold for 5 seconds, and lower back down. It looks like 2 beetles pushing against each other. The inner thigh squeeze combined with the glute bridge strengthens both the adductors and glutes. Do 2 sets of 8 bridges. Ballet flamingo lift. Your child stands on 1 foot, like a flamingo at the ballet. The standing knee stays slightly soft, not locked. They lift the other leg out to the side, hold for 3 seconds, and bring it back. A wall or chair can help with balance. Single leg exercises train the hip and ankle stabilizers on each side independently. This is especially helpful when one leg has more valgus than the other.
Start with 6 lifts per side, 2 sets. Dragon wing stretch. Your child sits on the floor with the soles of their feet pressed together and knees dropped out to the sides, like a dragon opening its wings. They gently press the knees toward the floor using their elbows. Hold for 15 seconds, then release. This stretch opens up the inner thighs and hips, which can feel tight in kids with knock knees. It is a great cool down after the strength exercises. Do 3 holds of 15 seconds each.
Building a daily routine around these exercises. Consistency matters more than intensity with knock knees exercises for kids. A short daily session works better than a long one twice a week. Here is a simple structure I use with my own family. Pick 3 exercises per session and rotate through all 6 over the course of 2 days. Morning is a great time because kids tend to have more energy and focus. Pair the exercises with something your child already does, like right before breakfast or after brushing teeth. This habit stacking makes it feel less like a chore. Keep each session between 8 and 15 minutes. Young kids, ages 3 to 5, do better with 5 to 8 minutes. Older kids, ages 6 and up, can handle closer to 15. If your child resists, turn it into a game. Time them with a stopwatch. Let them pick the order, or do the exercises together as a family. Track progress with a simple chart on the fridge. A sticker for each completed session adds motivation without pressure. After 4 to 6 weeks of regular practice, you may notice your child's legs look a bit straighter, their balance improves, or they move with more confidence. The goal is not perfection. The goal is building muscle patterns that support how your child's body naturally wants to align. What else supports knee alignment in growing kids? Exercise is one piece of the puzzle. A few other factors play a big role in how your child's knees track as they grow. Footwear matters more than most parents realize. Shoes that are too stiff or too narrow can change how the foot lands, which affects the ankle, which affects the knee. Flexible, flat shoes with a wide toe box let the foot move naturally. Active free play is just as important as structured exercises. Climbing, running on uneven ground, squatting to pick things up, and balancing on rocks or logs all challenge the small stabilizer muscles around the knee and ankle. The more varied the movement, the better. Sitting positions can also influence alignment. Kids who frequently sit in a W position, knees in and feet out to the sides, may reinforce an inward knee pattern. Encourage cross-legged sitting, long sitting with legs extended, or sitting on a small stool instead. Healthy body weight also supports joint alignment. Excess weight can play additional stress on growing knee joints. Active play and balanced nutrition help here too. If your child also shows signs of flat feet, that can contribute to a knock knee pattern. Exercises for flat feet pair well with the exercises in this article. And now a quick quiz to test your knock knees knowledge. Question 1. At what age do knock knees typically become most noticeable? The answer is 3 to 4 years. Question 2. What percentage of children with knock knees outgrow the condition naturally? The answer is up to 99%. Question 3. Which muscle group is most important for improving knock knee alignment? The answer is hip abductors and glutes. Question 4. How long should a daily knock knees exercise session last for young kids? The answer is 5 to 8 minutes. Question 5. What type of footwear best supports natural knee alignment in children? The answer is flexible shoes with a wide toe box. If you want a complete video-guided program that goes beyond these 6 exercises, my Posture and Feet course gives you a full system built for kids ages 2 through 12. It covers knock knees, flat feet, balance, and overall alignment with daily routines your child can follow on screen.